The Lord is pointing out in today's gospel that when we constantly seek a sign, that is, proof from God, then we lack real deep faith. And so we are to go forward in this world with faith, praying always and everywhere that God works those miraculous signs, but in context of the faith and indeed according to the precepts by which he taught. For he tells us very clearly that miracles are worked when faith is strong. And so we must constantly pray to have a strong faith in all times and in all places, and especially in our day and age when so much seems to be assailing Holy Mother, the Church. Indeed, we must pray for a deep faith, but also we must fulfill that serious obligation that is incumbent upon all Catholics to pray for our leaders, that is, for the Holy Father and all bishops in the world united with him. And indeed, if there are any bishops in this world who are not united with Saint Peter, we must pray constantly that they reunite themselves to the faith of Peter so that they may guide the Church through these terrible times, these times of trial and tribulation in which it seems the whole world is arrayed against the principles of Christ. That is, what our Lord taught, the world seems to tell us was wrong, and what our Lord did not teach, the world tells us seems is that which is right. And so we must not necessarily seek those extraordinary signs, but we must seek that one sign by which the Lord asks us to live our lives, that is, a strong faith in which we truly depend upon him, even when it seems his voice is silent, that is, in times when it seems he does not work those miracles that draw souls to his faith. We must redouble our prayers and indeed redouble our effort and redouble our faith so that we may constantly be aware that even when the Lord seems to be silent, as the apostles found out when he was asleep in the boat, he is never silent. He is always there guiding and protecting Holy Mother Church. And so let us pray that our faith is protected, and let us especially pray for our bishops and all leaders within the Church that their faith is strong so that they may truly lead us through these times of trial and tribulation, and that they may stand up to those who seek to erode the faith of the members of the mystical body by requiring of them that which they cannot do in conscience. And indeed, we see very clearly a terrible sign that often when governments seem to legislate contrary to the teachings of Christ, many Catholics seem to have no problem with it. And so we truly, in our day and age, live in a crisis of faith. And so let us first seek that sign which is most important, that is, a strong faith within the mystical body that witnesses even unto death of the truth of the truths that Christ gave to Holy Mother Church, those truths that he entrusted to Saint Peter and all the successors of the apostles who are united with him, that truth that will go forth until the end of time, that is, because it is the saving truth and it is the very mission that the apostles and their successors were entrusted with, to witness in season and out of season to the wonders that the Lord has worked and the wonders he still seeks to work in the world, that is, the wonders of conversion and the coming of each soul to embrace the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And so let us pray in this generation in which there seems to be no signs, except rather that sign that seems to indicate so much is against the Church, so much is being contrary to that which she teaches. Let us pray that as members of the mystical body, our faith is strong, so that in persevering through this form of persecution, we may see a greater age and a greater day of the Christian faith spread throughout the whole world in order to bring about in the world that which truly the Lord promised, that is, peace. Peace not according to human standards, but that peace by which we truly believe the Lord will give us all that he has promised us if we do our part. And so, if we exercise strong faith, hope, and charity in this life, then the Lord has promised us a better life in the life to come, because while we see him by faith in this world, in heaven, we will see him by vision. And so, let us strive always and everywhere for that one kingdom that truly perdures for all eternity, and that one kingdom alone which can bring joy to the human heart. And let us pray that each kingdom, no matter what form of government it has in this world, let us pray that each kingdom may come to reflect that strong faith, that strong faith that Christ came to give the whole world, so that they may govern by the principles of Christ and truly bring about in this world a society whose hallmark is the worship of God first and foremost above all things, and then all its activities are in accord with the will of God. And let us truly believe that while it seems impossible that this could occur, let us truly believe that the influence of Christ can truly spread to all hearts and to all peoples, to all governments and all forms that government can take. And so, ultimately, we must pray that all accept the kingship of Christ, so that they may truly become that which the Lord has, that which the Lord came to give us. And so let us strive always and everywhere to see the Sacred Heart of Jesus enthroned in the hearts of all men, so that they may truly seek to strive to establish that in this world which we know cannot be fully attained, but will become a reflection of the heavenly life to come. And so let us again especially pray for the Pope and for all bishops, so that they may govern and guide us in these times of tribulation, so that our faith may not waver, because our leaders are strong, and so the body is strong, and it witnesses to the world the truth of Christ. And let us always remember that amongst those most extraordinary of signs that the mystical body witnesses to the world is that sign by which we truly are willing to give up our lives, rather than to compromise in the least way the teachings of Jesus Christ. And so, if we do so in this world, we have that complete hope and that complete confidence that we will attain our Lord in the world to come.
Yeah.